Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's the first big sale of 2020 for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Bell Ringer 33, broadcast live from Denver, January 8th and 9th. It'll be on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickBid.com at 8 a.m. Central Time, both mornings. 86,800 head to be offered, 30,000 yearly steers, 18,200 yearly heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, very limited activity expected in cash cattle trade today, but the aggressive triple-digit rally in futures trade and firm box beef supports creating underlying bullishness to start out the first full week of the new year. With limited show lists available and overall market-ready cattle tightening the next few weeks, this is the opportunity for feeders to drive their stake into the ground and demand continued market support. Now, the hog futures have stabilized with prices holding narrowly mixed moves, but the continued pressure late last week is still holding a strong grip on the complex, with traders still showing signs of nervousness concerning overall global political unrest. The signing of the Phase 1 trade agreement is still scheduled for next week. Although there is no indication that this is in jeopardy, there is plenty of uncertainty surrounding long-term growth and export demand that is limiting trader bullishness. Well, wheat markets are weaker at all three exchanges, looking to make it three in a row for Chicago. The weakness in Minneapolis wheat the last few sessions has pushed March futures below their 200-day moving average after having traded above the indicator the previous five sessions. March futures rejected the 200-day moving average on June 12th and October 17th, making the last test the third failure in the life of the contract. Corn prices are weaker from the overnight, yet still sitting comfortably inside yesterday's range and seem to have traders checking to make sure markets are still open. More than one trader remarked that it felt like grains were still on holiday mode as we await the big events later in this week. As noted in the bull and bear section, analysts are expecting USDA to cut national corn production to about 13.5 billion bushels from the 13.6 billion bushels in November. Soybeans lower overnight, giving back part of yesterday's gains as news related to the Phase 1 signing turned more mixed. Bloomberg reported China had confirmed the January 5th signing date for the Phase 1 deal. Others reported China has not officially confirmed that date. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It's the first big sale of 2020 for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Bell Ringer 33, broadcast live from Denver, January 8th and 9th. It'll be on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickBid.com at 8 a.m. Central Time, both mornings. 86,800 head to be offered, 30,000 yearly steers, 18,200 yearly heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
February live cattle up 255 yesterday, 127.27. April up 242 at 128.10. January feeder cattle up 407 at 147.42. March up 367. 146.35. February hogs up 7 cents, 68.62. April down 20 cents, is 74.95. Kansas City wheat, March up 2 and a quarter, 477 and a quarter. May was up 2 and a half, 485 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March down 4 and a half, 550. May down 4 cents at 553 and 3 quarters. March corn down 1 and 3 quarters at 384 and 3 quarters. May down 1 and a half, 391 and a half. March soybeans up 3 and a quarter at 944 and 3 quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.